Americas.
Brazil's political scandal, Temer tantrum. Bribery charges will not bring down the president just yet.
Ever since an audio recording emerged in May of Brazil's president, Michel Temer, seeming to discuss paying hush money and backhanders, the country's zealous prosecutors have been expected to pounce. Even so, the decision by Rodrigo Janot, the chief prosecutor, on June 26th to charge Mr. Temer with bribe-taking was momentous. It is the first such charge against a sitting president. Mr. Janot bases his accusations on the tape and testimony of Joesley Batista, the billionaire businessman who secretly recorded it. These resulted in a sting operation in which Rodrigo Lures, a former aide to Mr. Temer, was filmed receiving 500,000 reais, that's $159,000, from Mr. Batista's envoy, allegedly for interceding with the antitrust agency on his firm's behalf. Mr. Janot suspects that the cash, plus another 38 million reais promised by Mr. Batista, was in fact meant for Mr. Temer. The president protests his innocence and points out that his relationship with Mr. Lures is all that links him to the payoff. Even before the charges, Mr. Temer's administration was the most unpopular on record, with an approval rating of just 7%. In June, he narrowly held on to office when the Electoral Tribunal ruled to clear him and Dilma Rousseff, under whom he served as vice president before her impeachment last year, of charges of illicit campaign financing in 2014. But he retains support where it matters most, in Congress. For the case to proceed, the charges must be approved by two-thirds of deputies in the lower house. Enough support him to make that improbable.